So I tend to go on like random trails, like my thoughts.
You do. I've noticed that in the past.
Oh, you have? Oh, well, so today I was waiting for you to come back because you went to go order food. And I was staring out the window and I saw a piece of trash on the floor. So then I started thinking about how it's illegal to litter and like you have to pay a ton of money. So like, why do people still do it?
I don't know.
So then I started thinking about like, who makes up laws?
Who makes
Like
up the laws?
laws, where do they come from? So then I started thinking about laws. So then I was
This is
like,
a great trail.
then
It's
I
not
was
what I was
like,
expecting.
I remember like reading stuff about like weird laws.
Yeah.
So then as I'm waiting for you, I started Googling like,
How
what are
long
the
was I
weirdest
gone?
laws to do? This is no, it could take my mind like 2 seconds. And I'm thinking about like alien birthday parties or something. So anyway, so I looked up a list and I found a law from Arkansas. That's so interesting.
Arkansas.
Yes.
Okay.
So it
That's so far from
states
here.
it states that no person shall sound the horn on a vehicle at any place where cold drinks or sandwiches are served after 9 p.m. What kind of
That's a law?
sandwich tragedy had to happen to create a
Or
full-blown
cold
law?
drink. Or maybe it was a mixture of the sandwich. Maybe it fell into the cold drink or
Someone
startled some.
died.
You know what happened? It startled someone of great importance in Arkansas
The mayor of
who
Arkansas.
said, "Never again. I'm drawing the line here, and never
Do not
again
honk your
will
horn at
my
me,
sandwich
sir.
fall in my cold drink due to this guy and him honking his horn." That's ridiculous. Some people, I wonder, does the state of Arkansas regret giving them that much power? Like, is that something that they back? Do they like this rule? Do they hate this rule?
Stop
Do they hate
talking
this
before you
person?
say it. You literally were staring at the door going, some
I was trying to
people.
form my thought. You guys, it has been a very long weekend.
Should we explain
You should
why we both
explain.
sound
You should
okay?
explain why we sound like middle-aged smokers
Yeah.
and why
I
our thoughts are a
apologize.
mess.
I apologize now for when I lose my voice, my laugh turns into this like high pitched.
Mine gets very airy,
Yeah.
breathy. It sounds
Yeah.
like an old grandpa's laugh.
Totally.
It's what happens.
So, well, let's rewind. Like about a week ago, I started getting sick, and it was like the day or two before Coachella, and I text Ashley. No, I sent you a video,
Yeah.
and I was rough. Like I had to call out of work, and I
It was not
never call out.
okay. And it was
Yeah.
hilarious because I too was starting to feel sick and I was in Palm Springs
You
already.
hadn't reached like your maximum level.
No, but we were both on the same path
Yeah. So then
towards
by the time
sickness.
Coachella started, both of us are like dying. I bought us both like full-blown masks to wear because I was like, we're gonna, because I
Like
get
medical
sick
grade
anyways
masks.
every year at Coachella because I think people assume like, oh, you look like you got sick. You look so rough after Coachella. You must have like partied hard. But it's like, no, dude, I got allergies. And
It's
all
dusty out
that
there.
dust up in there and smoke and just like nastiness and then staying up like way past my grandma bedtime.
Oh my God.
It's a bad combo.
I, in an effort to like save myself from this weekend, because I knew I was already gonna get sick. I had my very first like hydration therapy. I did an IV full of vitamins
You're
for the
so
first time in
bougie.
my life. I was like, what am I going to do? This is a very long weekend, very big
Yeah.
weekend, a lot of working happening, a lot of fun happening. Like, what am I going to do? I'm
Yeah.
already a mess. Like, I couldn't
Yeah.
breathe. My nose was already red and flaky and
That's so
peeling.
gross.
I'm serious. Like, I was blowing my nose like crazy because it was like allergies and a cold. It was
Yeah,
terrible. So
horrible.
I did that and it actually helped a lot. Like, I felt a lot better right away.
I feel like you like right away were like, I feel a little bit
It
alive.
was
Just a
insane,
little bit.
but man, you guys,
Let's recap.
I just want to say I was sick, but that did not hold me
Okay,
back.
wait, let's try something.
What?
So, favorite. Because here's the thing, because Coachella, it's not just about the band, it's like the atmosphere,
Oh
right?
my God,
Like,
it's
there's
everything.
been bands that were like, okay, but like, I'm in the middle of the field, it's nighttime, I'm with all my friends, and we're dancing. So, favorite, we'll just say band name, okay?
Okay.
So, favorite Coachella moment, I'm gonna count it down from three. Ready?
Moment or
Yeah, like,
band?
we'll say the band of when the moment happened. Does that make sense?
Should it just be banned? This got so complicated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're going to say the band that we were watching when the moment happened.
We already know.
Is it the same?
Of course it's the same.
One.
The 1975. It was so good. It was so good. We cried. There's footage. If you haven't, maybe we should put this up on our Instagram. Do you think? If you guys want to see a great video of me and Taryn going ham at the 1975 show.
It's not an attractive video.
No, it's a fantastic video. I encourage you guys to let us know on our Instagram and I'll post it for you guys.
Also, if anyone has a connection to Maddie,
hook it up.
Get out of here.
Now, I'm not even saying for love. I would love him. I would love him hard. But I'm saying, like, I just want to be in his presence. Oh, I want to talk to him about, I love, because I am a musician, like, I love talking to musicians where I know that, like, their songs are their art and they did it. You know what I mean? Like, and he seems like the type of person, like, I'd just be in tears listening to his heart behind, like, his songs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
You look so, like, you're just miserable.
I'm not miserable. I'm chilling
It's recording day. It's our favorite day of the week.
Can you step it up, please?
Yes.
Step it up, please.
What else happened at Khalid?
Favorite moment always, every single year at Coachella, is simply just walking from stage to stage.
Yeah.
At, like, twilight, when all the lights are on,
yes,
and everyone's just running around with their friends, I'll have my friend's hands, like, we're all walking hand in hand, and you just start, like,
skipping,
smiling, and running, and all of a sudden you're twirling, so, and then, like, you hear one really good song playing over here, and another really good song playing over here, but you're walking this way, and you're just experiencing everything, and I love seeing everyone's outfits this year, I thought was just fantastic.
There were a lot of booties.
There was a lot of bare booties.
A lot of booties.
I did not know that was a thing.
Can I just say, like, when I first started going to Coachella, makes me sound old.
Back in my day.
When the festival first started, I struggled so hard in that sense. it was, like, way more about, like, the music and, like, bands that were there. And it wasn't, like, I swear, my first year I was looking back. No, I wore, like, high-waisted jean shorts and, like, bodysuit underneath and like combat boots. Mm-hmm. And that was like.
And a flannel around your waist,
yes,
right?
That totally. Thing.
But,
like,
but that's
no what, makeup on your face, like jewels and whatever.
That's
which
what's
I
interesting
love,
is like that was trendy back then.
Yeah.
Like the whole like grunge combat boots with the flannel around the waist was a trend.
Yeah.
And now it's just super trendy to go full on, full out, glitter, full makeup. It's ridiculous.
Totally.
But I also love it. So
no, I love it too. Cause it's like the literally one time a year besides like Halloween where you could like wear I had straight up my lipstick, my Kylie lip gloss. I'm putting on my lips and I was like, what should I do today? And I literally just started dotting it all.
I was watching her.
Eyebrows.
She's like leaning over it. This is the funniest thing, you guys. She's leaning over the sink and like in the bathroom, she has her lipstick, Kylie Jenner lip kit. Like she's
so
putting
dark.
It on her lips and it's a dark like maroon color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I see her like in the mirror. She looks at herself. She kind of pauses for a second and then without any hesitation, takes the lipstick and just starts dotting it around her eyebrows so confidently. And I was like, I was so shocked because that's such a stark, like dark color.
Not
I was like, wow,
dark,
you went for that. I was proud of you.
You have to like sand it off of your lips.
That stuff does not come off.
My forehead. No, it was so embarrassing. I took like at least two showers between the last day of Coachella and then going to work. But I was on my way to work and I was like, oh. There's a little spot there.
There's a little shadow there.
Gotta get that out.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
Yeah, Ari killed it. Ari's performance was amazing.
Yeah, she brought out a lot of people too.
She did.
I think.
The best one though, little teenage Taryn was going
nuts.
Oh
my God. You guys.
And NSYNC.
I remember wanting to see NSYNC in like fourth grade. Like I wanted to see them so bad. And like, we could not afford it back then growing up. So it wasn't an option for me. But I remember like anytime a friend went and saw them, I'd be like, what were they like? Like, are they that cute in person? Did you do the dance? You know, like I remembered like wanting to see them so bad. And then the fact that I can actually say that I saw them, granted it wasn't like in their prime and JT wasn't there, but you know, it was still them and they sang Bye 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 and I started doing the dance.
It was amazing.
Like it came back so fast. I remember doing like, remember Freeze Dance?
Freeze dance,
freeze
like the
dance.
Game?
Yeah, the game at like birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of like every birthday party we would do freeze dance and we would do like the entire NSYNC album.
Yeah.
while doing Freeze Dance.
Did you use it? So, because my dad was strict, and when that album came out, there was that one song, Digital, what was it called? Digital, Get Down, that song, you know? Uh-huh. And it's like, uh-huh. It has like, it's scandalous for like back in that day. Yeah, and I used to like always try to skip the song so I wouldn't get in trouble.
Really?
And NSYNC wouldn't be banned from my household.
I remember doing that with No Doubt.
Dang, yeah,
that would be. I got a No Doubt album, and I remember... I forget how young I was, but I was young, and I remember loving her so much, and like convincing my mom to let me get it was a task. You know, it was quite the challenge. But yeah, good times. Yeah, I miss those times. Coachella was fantastic.
But that's why if we sound rough, you should see how we look.
If we sound rough, bad. We look worse.
We walked in and Mark's like,
He's like, oh,
how you doing?
But then the second we said we went to Coachella, he goes,
Everyone knows.
It all makes sense now.
Also, I have not been able to put on a real shoe.
Me neither.
Oh my God, my feet. My feet are so bad. So bad.
What's hilarious is it was day two and we went the full day fine. Like, yeah. We were totally fine.
Yeah.
And then we leave after Tame Impala played, who was like the headliner for Saturday, we start walking away and immediately I feel blisters on my heel.
Yeah.
And I was like, where were these all day?
All
I
didn't our adrenaline feel them. Was dying down. Yeah. That's why.
I didn't feel them at all day long. And guys, I was dancing hard.
Yeah.
I didn't feel them once. And then the second, it was like my body knew the second it started walking away, I could feel them. And it wasn't like the beginning of a blister. Yeah. Like they were done.
No,
like it was
like
already,
done.
I was like, this
There's
must
so
have
many
happened.
Layers of skin gone.
Yeah. It must have happened a while back and yeah. I did not feel it. And I don't understand how.
Do you think like, because I feel like we were wearing like very reasonable shoes.
Very practical
shoes
this year.
But you know how like
year.
Old people, like you just barely brush them and it's like, ah, and their skin just like falls off.
Their skin falls off.
Yes, dude. It happens when you get old. Like, that's why they always have, like, bruises. And it's, yeah. like, something touches them and it's, like, a freaking huge cut and they
that's
need
what
stitches.
It felt like putting our shoes
I'm
back
like,
on.
Is it because I have old feet now or what?
No. That's not a thing. They're just, they got really beat up and bruised.
I went to Target because, well, your phone.
My phone. Oh, guys.
Dang. Tell them real fast.
One more sad story. Not only was I sick this year for Coachella 2019, but
Yo,
my
there's a laugh you hear it.
My phone got stolen on day two.
It was rough.
And it was my own fault. You know, I did a rookie mistake. I had a clear backpack.
Why?
Like an idiot. I don't know what I was doing. To my defense, I've worn this backpack the last like this is probably my third year using this backpack.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. It's a good go-to. I've had it all. Like, I've used it so many times, I didn't even think about it. But I had dropped my phone because I was using it. I had my friend put it in my backpack. And then I went and we were at the Griffin show.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Danced my little heart out. We walk out.
Very close proximity to people.
I go to grab
why.
My phone and it's gone.
Yeah. It totally ruined your whole night.
It
felt
ruined,
so bad.
Guys, I was having so much fun.
You were
fun.
Trying so hard,
I could
though.
Not bounce back from that one. I was like, because I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't need a phone. I need to cut off from, you know, social media anyways. Yeah. And then we'd be walking and then I'd realize, I don't have my house address for where I'm staying this weekend. And then I'd be like, I don't have my emails. I have no way to contact like
rough.
The brand or my manager. And then I realized I don't have the only number I have memorized is Alicia's, my sister.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't have anyone else's number. I was like, I can't
I
lose Taryn.
Either. Yeah.
And then I realized I didn't even have Alicia's address. So yeah. I didn't even have my Uber app. Like how could I? And then so I would just be fine. I'd be like, shake it off, Ash, you're fine. You don't need social media. That's not a thing. And I'm like, cool, it's great. I'm going to be in the moment. And then I'd be like, oh, shoot.
But
and then I'd be like, shake it off, Ashley. And then I'd be doing my thing. And then it hit me and I'd be like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, how
like,
dependent you are on it, right?
Yeah, like, I have nothing.
I know.
It was so scary. But we bounced back. We were fine. I went to the AT&T. I just hit my head.
Yeah,
on
you
the mic.
Did your head. I didn't call you out. You called yourself
I'm
out
so
this
sorry.
Time.
So the next morning I go into AT&T literally an hour after it opened, and I was already the 15th person that had gotten their phone stolen that day. And apparently it's a thing every single Coachella that
gets
people
boosted.
Get their phones stolen, and yeah, they said within those 2 days, I was probably like 58, jeez, 59.
So learn from Ashley's
mishap. Don't go for the clear backpacks. It's a mistake. Don't do it.
I wear mine in the front, so I look like pregnant the whole time. But and it's fun to dance with. You just like bounce it off your stomach, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. It's also a good, like, you know, you can't run in, you know, it's a good blockage from people.
But while she was getting her phone, I went to Target. I bought foot wrap. I bought Band-Aids. I bought freaking those little pad things you put around your blisters.
I was like, get the Band-Aids and the pads and the tape, and we're going gel to pads. Have a moment.
You should have seen the guy. I was ringing it up, and he just looked at me like, oh, honey. And I was like, I want to talk about it.
Because he knew. He knew that you were coming from Coachella, just like the guy at the AT&T store. He met me. He was like, hey, phone stolen?
Yeah.
I was like, dang, is it written on my face? Okay. Dang.
But all in all, it was such a fun year.
It was
at
a great year.
We had a great
time.
That
was a good recap. I feel like we should get into our stories now.
What do we do on this podcast? I don't even know.
Why are we here? I don't remember.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. So, sorry, I have to like.
I know. I'm having a hard time tracking.
Pull it together really quick. First of all, I just want to say that I skimmed through all the emails. And
we have you guys did all of them because we have so many now.
We have all of a sudden. I haven't looked. I'm gonna be upfront. I haven't looked in a week since the last time we recorded.
Oh, me neither.
I've been in Palm Springs for a whole week, so I haven't even checked. But the number is getting high.
Yeah.
And I was looking through some of the titles, and you guys are putting out some juicy stuff now. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. So. Very much looking forward to getting through these.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you guys are I'm getting a lot of responses and comments from you guys saying that you want these longer. So we're contemplating maybe doing two an episode if they're not super long.
Here's the thing, though. I would rather dedicate like a good amount of time to like actually like dig through one. Mm-hmm. And I know that means like we only do two a week, but I also don't want it to be like, I kind of like that you guys are wanting more.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. Maybe we can, we're not going to have a hard, fast rule, but maybe we'll have like one person do a long one and another person do like a couple shorties if they like really connect with those shorties. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out, but that's just me ranting. I'm so sorry.
Let's go.
Okay, so this one wants to be anonymous. And she did not tell me like a title or anything. So I took the liberty of titling it myself.
Nah.
I sure did.
Weirdo.
I was like, I love the titles. So she didn't title it. So I put title, can't let this guy go.
Oh my gosh, you're so lame.
And you're welcome. She writes, dear Ashley and Taryn. So, I'm 24, and I feel like I'm going crazy.
I mean, me too.
Same. She says, I started working at a place in 2015 and quickly fell in love with my boss.
Oh, a boss romance.
This is what I mean when I say it's getting
juicy. Likes the power.
She likes the power.
Or has a daddy issue.
We're not assuming. We're not
I'm
judging.
Just kidding,
we're
I'm
just
sorry.
Throwing that out there. It's a possibility. She continues. She says, we were platonic friends for a while, and he is the definition of a F-boy.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, I don't know why. Like, the second she said that, I was like, yeah, boss, guy.
I mean, probably.
If he's being flirty with you, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's very unprofessional of him if that's... You know, what's happening. She continues saying, I started dating one of his best friends that also works at the same place for about a year and a half. And the whole time I wanted him.
Oof.
Which is such a problem.
I'm glad this is anonymous because that poor other guy's like, it was lie.
No. He's having a panic attack right now. That's assuming he listens to us, which I'm...
Of course he does.
Probably. Who doesn't?
Why wouldn't you be an older male and listen to our podcast?
So she continues saying, her and the guy that she dated for a while ended up breaking up. It was nasty and brutal, and it left her scarred for a little bit. Which is a bummer. I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Yeah.
She continues saying, but he was there to help me through it. And I think here she's talking about the boss.
Oh, yeah, for sure, the boss, okay. Yeah.
She didn't specify, but that's what I'm assuming.
I doubt her boyfriend who's breaking her heart is also like,
yeah, I just,
he's like, you suck. Good it's point. Okay. I hate you. I got this.
Okay, I retract that. Remember that one time you said contract that.
Shut up. Keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, wow. I feel like I'm all over the place.
You are.
So the boss was there to help her through the breakup. Of course he was. Of course he was. He had a girlfriend at the time. And oof. While he was helping her get over the breakup, she ended up telling him how she felt.
Aye, aye, aye.
And it got sexual.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm just, you know, we can't always help how we feel about people. You know, those are feelings, just they happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. But letting it go that far when he has a girlfriend especially, that's a hard no. Can't do that.
And usually, like, you have to remember, like, if you're talking to a guy who has a girlfriend and he's being super flirty with you and starts to, like, initiate that stuff while he's in a committed relationship.
It's a red flag. It's a huge red flag.
Obviously, he's not, like, the most...
dependable? Or... trustworthy?
I don't know. We're not going to judge him yet. Let's finish the story before we start.
Yeah, let's finish. Okay.
Because I don't know where this goes.
She said she let that go on with him for about a month, and then she cut it off because she knew it was wrong, and she didn't want to have that, like, sitting on her chest, which, yeah, good for you. Good for, like, you. We all mess up. You can't be too hard on yourself, but it's, you know, you got to stop when you come to terms with it. So fast forward to a year later, she ends up falling in love with this really great guy, and they've been together for about a year and a half now. But said past guy, the boss, just became single again. And unfortunately, she says no matter what she does, she can't keep herself from wanting to go after him now that he's available.
Mm-hmm.
She says she loves her boyfriend and she doesn't want to end things with him, but she feels like her heart is still longing for the other guy. What do I do?
Dude, it's a class. Okay. It's mm-hmm. a classic, like, a movie. Wanting what you can't have.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, honestly, I think that's why the whole, like, people started learning how to play hard to get, mm-hmm. how to, like, guys started being jerks to girls because we have this weird, like, it's like a competition, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I can't have you. Well, now I want you so much more.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, complex that happens.
But it sucks because a lot of times you get so blinded by that fact that, like, the guy that you're, like, striving for is actually, if you stripped away all of that, like, he sucks.
The worst.
Yeah.
Every single time. Oh, the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean... I do want to, it sucks when you have these kinds of feelings for someone because they do get in the way. Like, obviously you have a great relationship right now and you're still thinking about this guy. But I think the reason you're thinking about him is because, and I'm going to just throw this out there. I think we all do this. I think you've created this fantasy character in your head of this super talented, successful man who is so doting on you and took care of you through this breakup. But, like, the truth is it doesn't sound like he went, and I don't know the guy. I'm going to just guess.
Go there because I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah,
say
he just wanted to get with you for a second. That's all it was, you know? Yes. So he's being super loving and caring while you're going through this breakup, but it's just because he wanted to get in your pants, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So that right there is all I need to know to say he's not worth it.
No.
He sounds like trash.
Well, also, like, just, like, full blown think about it. Like, okay, so what if, like, you do get with this guy, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Are you, like, it's going to be hard to trust him again. Mm-hmm. And, like.
Because he cheated on his girlfriend with you.
Yeah. Which, not that that can't. I've known relationships that have been formed that are so strong. And it's come from, like, a situation that nobody, like, wanted. But it, like, happened.
Right.
But this guy sounds like he tends to just. He didn't try to start this genuine connection with you. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
It's when you hear that people have, like, kind of found each other and it's been unfortunate circumstances, but it was, like, out of, like, they were, actually fell for each other.
Yeah.
But this guy keeps, like, tiptoeing in and out when it's convenient for him. Mm-hmm. And so that's not somebody that you want. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's not like he was like, oh, I'm going to leave my girlfriend for you because I genuinely care about you. Like, he continued to do his own thing. She's been with that other guy for how long?
A year and a half now.
So he has not tried to, like, leave someone for her. You know what I mean? So I feel like, anonymous, he does not sound like the best guy. And I think that you know it because you wouldn't be reaching for another opinion.
And the way that she's writing about it, it sounds like she knows it.
No, she knows it.
And I fully want to take a moment and just appreciate and understand the feelings that you're feeling towards him and how you feel conflicted, because sometimes we are in a sucky situation where we can't help how we feel.
No,
and we do love someone, but we are interested in someone else. Like, that happens.
Yeah.
That's such a normal thing. It happens to people. So what I wanted to do, or what I wanted to say for you, is I would take a moment. I would not, one, don't make any rash decisions.
Yeah.
But two, I would take a moment and separate yourself from your boyfriend for a minute and from this other guy for a minute, and just kind of like focus on you and focus on like your needs, and take time to really find out what it is that you want in life and what you're looking for in a guy.
Yeah.
And I think you can't really make a good decision about something like that if you are right next to your boyfriend and thinking about someone else. Like, your emotions are everywhere.
Yeah.
So definitely take some time to yourself and figure out exactly what you want. And then if you can find someone other than us, even though we appreciate you talking to us, but if you have a sister or a friend or a mom or someone that you can talk to them too, because I'm going to bet they're going to say the same thing that we're saying. And
because
that just makes it so much better.
Totally. And I think, like I said, I legitimately, like, I have someone who came from similar situations. But that guy was such a genuine guy and was in a relationship that, like, he really wasn't meant to be. So, like, it ended up becoming, like, a very... You know, they handled it very maturely. They handled it the right way, like, whatever. But I think that, like, if you can strip down everything, like, take all emotions aside, take all of, like, you know, think about your story as if you're, like, hearing someone else say it, just the facts. Mm-hmm. So I met here, then this happened. He's treated me like this. We haven't talked since then. Like, whenever we do talk, it's just, if it gets sexual right away, then that shows, like, it's pretty much meant for one thing, because I think a lot of guys, like, they don't have a lot of thoughts going on. And I don't really mean that in a bad way. It's actually one of the reasons I think I get along with guys more, is that a lot of times, like, whereas girls, if you tell me hello, in our minds we're like, okay, but he blinked when he said it. And then how like his body was?
No, it's
and
true.
Like, so it's like,
I think guys are very straightforward, typically, not always, but typically.
Yes.
And girls tend to just overthink things.
Yeah, so, I think so too. So if he's just showing this one side where he's very flirty with you and he's, you know, he gives you a lot of attention right before something like intimate happens between you guys, I think he's showing you like what this has meant, and that's not a good foundation to build something off of.
Yeah.
But yeah, strip your story aside, talk to some people. You think about, like, if someone you really, really cared about came to you with the same situation, what advice you would give them. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, definitely.
And also know your worth.
Exactly.
Like, know your worth. Like,
exactly.
Why do not even girls, I know guys that have settled for girls that have treated them like crap too. Like, know your worth.
Yeah.
You are worth so much. You're worth having a guy like dote over you and pursue you and make you feel a relationship is meant to be like where you're building each other up, right? Mm-hmm. So if this guy has made you feel not good enough or that you're just like a tool to him in some way, then like everything aside, situation aside, like you're worth way more than that.
Yeah.
Way more.
And I feel like this kind of breaks my heart a little bit. I feel like the good guys always get ignored.
Yeah, or married at like 12.
It sounds like she has a good guy.
I know.
And she's dating a good guy. And he's there for her and hasn't broken her trust in any way.
Yeah.
But we're still thinking about the quote unquote bad guy and the guy that we just couldn't get, you know, or something like that. And I don't know. I would hate for you to do something and lose the guy that you're with right now, because
it sounds like you're already in an emotional state where like you've already begun to compromise.
Yeah.
And if you're already there and there's not even a relationship, like that's just going to keep growing more and more unhealthy, in my opinion. And like I said, it's hard for us sometimes because these stories, we only hear like very, very small like details. So it's hard to like fully give you advice because we don't know this guy. We don't know your situation. But I think if you are having these like feelings of like that negative, like girls know, like we know when it's someone we shouldn't like.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're feeling, then focus on those things of like letting go and like you know, kind of trying to move past it so you can appreciate what's in front of you.
Yeah.
That's my
exactly.
advice.
100%. I really hope that this helps you, Anonymous.
Yeah.
You sound like a great girl. I love that you were so open with us because that's a vulnerable situation to be in. And I really hope that this works out for you in the end. And yeah, for sure, find someone else you can talk to confirm what we're saying.
Because this
I feel pretty
be so
solid awful. About my
I do too.
About my advice here. No questions, no questioning it.
Yeah.
And this is a good break spot.
Yes, please.
Good break spot, and we'll move on into Taryn's story.
Woo-woo.
Can't wait.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little Unsolicited Advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And that would mean so much to us. And back to the show.
Okay, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I feel like my voice keeps getting like octaves lower.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
getting
either
tired
like
of
super
talking.
High and scratchy, or it's like low and raspy.
I know. Okay, shall I get into mine?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've said this before, but I love when you tell yours because I get to just
me
listen.
Me too. I feel like I'm like watching a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I kind of like that when I go first because then I'm like done.
Oh, that's true. Dang it. Why do I always just like go second?
I don't know, but I take it every time. I'm like,
well,
yeah,
I'm
going
to go first.
Shoot.
I'm going to forget for
Dang
sure.
It.
Okay. So mine is from Anonymous. I'm glad I read these two, or I'm glad I read these before because there's been a couple of them where at the very, very end it says, please don't use my name. And I'm like, what if I did like the whole episode?
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's been so many where it said that.
At the end.
And I would go back to the top and like erase their name.
Cross
I'm
out.
Like, don't even put it in there.
Oh, I would feel so bad.
I'd
I'm like so
terrible.
Paranoid about that.
Yeah.
My worst fear is I'm going to ruin everyone's life who listens to this podcast.
They leave a comment and then like, never listen to
you
that.
Got me fired.
You got me fired. Oh my God, I'd cry.
Okay.
I'd walk in and be like, please take her back.
I know. So this is from Anonymous. I did not title your story.
Guys, this is why I'm better at this than Taryn.
Get out now. Okay. So this one kind of struck a chord with me because it's weird. I feel like, oh my gosh, I almost related this to death. But like, okay. You know how like they say like how like you won't hear of anyone that's passed away and then all of a sudden you'll hear like someone pass away and it usually comes in like groups?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel like topics in my life. There's times where like I won't think about a certain thing that had happened to me for a while. And then all of a sudden, like everyone I know is going through a similar situation.
Oh,
so it gets brought up.
Got it.
Does that make
sense? No, yeah, it makes
I'm
perfect
not trying
sense.
To bring up death. I'm so sorry. But that's just like what
like,
came to my mind.
This is getting gruesome.
There's my thought
We're
process.
Getting dark. Okay.
But I feel like not only a lot of stories I read this week were talking about friendships that have gone just bad.
Mm-hmm. I saw a few too.
Yeah. Rem and Alicia just talked in their podcast Pretty Basic about her having to lose a friendship. And we were actually like a part of her life during that kind of trauma. And I know me and her related on that because I've lost a friend before. Mm-hmm. And so I just really I feel like this is something a lot of people are going through. And I think it's also because, like, as you grow older, or as you form, as you get into different things, different, you know, likes, dislikes, morals, whatever, like, sometimes, like, people just form different and you mm-hmm. start to kind of grow apart, which is okay. And I think that's the first thing we need to say.
It's life and it's normal.
Totally.
And just because you're not friends anymore doesn't mean necessarily that it's this terrible, awful thing or that it, or that anything personal is meant by it from one person to the other.
Well, relationships are so intimate. Like, mm-hmm. it's very, and it's, each relationship is different and built off of, like, kind of like what you get from each other, right? Like, you know, that's why you have, like, work friendships. You have, like, people you, like, I have people at the gym that I'm like, what's up, and talk to, but I'm like, I would never talk to you outside of the gym. But, well, I used to. I'd have to go to the gym. Still have friends. R.I.P. summer body. So anyway, so this is about a friendship that she's kind of like feeling. I'm assuming it's a she. I didn't, honestly, I have no idea. I copied and pasted it. Okay, so I have a friend who I have been close to for a very long time, over 10 years. We met when we were just starting high school, and she was one of my best friends. I still love and care about her dearly and probably always will, but I truly don't think we're meant to be friends anymore. It made me so sad. Since we met so young, we have both grown and changed a lot to get to the places we are now as adults. I've known for a few years now that if she wasn't already my friend, she isn't someone who I would become friends with at this current time in my life. Mm-hmm. There's so many of my friendships I think that about.
I honestly, I would agree with that. I think I've grown out of friendships, and mutually, not just me and them, not like I grew out of my relationship with them, but I think both of us like grew out.
Like, you're different
of a time period where we got along.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think as you grow, sometimes you just hit points in life where you're just like, no.
That the only thing that really connects you is the fact that you've done so much life together.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. But like, you're just not on the same page anymore.
No, no.
You know?
Yeah. She continues, our personalities, ideals, and morals clash on so many different levels. And I think, honestly, like, that's one of the most important details of reading this story where I was like, okay, I understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She moved across the country a couple years ago. Our friendship has remained pretty steady through text, calls, etc. I went to visit her about a month ago, and our differences were very apparent. We got into a shouting match in the middle of the street at 3 a.m. because I was ready to go home and she wanted to stay out. I will admit that I was being a little withdrawn because I was tired. Oh, my God, you.
Me, when I'm tired?
When Ashley's tired or hungry, I'm like, are you mad at me?
I literally get quiet.
Yeah.
I get quiet. And everyone's like, oh, my God, are you okay? And every time I have to explain, I'm fine. But because I'm not fine, my I'm fine comes out very, like, blunt and strict and to the point. Like, I don't explain, which I need to work on, obviously.
No, I feel like it helped me so much when you explained to me that, like, you literally turn into a different person. Because now I'll be like, are you tired, Ash? Are you hungry, Ash? Yeah. And you'll be like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay,
hangry
cool.
Ash is a beast.
Oh, she's rough,
she's
man.
A beast. She's can't rough. Get in her way.
No freaking facial expressions whatsoever.
Yeah. And it's so funny because tired Ash, I feel like she gets, I love how I'm talking about myself.
I've named Ma.
I feel like I'll be tired Ash for a minute and or a long minute, and it'll be rough for a while, but then I become slap happy Ash, and it all works out in the end. But there's a brief period where we're like, she's not okay.
Personality.
Where she's not okay.
She's not. Oh my gosh, sorry, tangent. We're so tired. We're trying to keep it together. Okay, I was a little withdrawn because I was tired, but I also don't think that warrants being called a B word by your best friend.
Coming from your best friend
in an angry tone.
Yeah, there's something different about when you're in a fight and your best friend says that to you.
That's so mean.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's hard. My feelings were hurt, and it just made me even more ready for the trip to be over so I could go home. I feel awful about it because she hasn't necessarily done anything to make me feel the way I do over all this time, but it's a friendship that I don't really want to continue. She proclaimed herself as my future maid of honor many years ago and still talks about it fairly frequently. If I continue on the path I'm currently on, I'll likely be getting married within the next few years. What's that like?
I love how you took this very serious story, turned it around, and now it's all about you.
I would love to just be like, what's your 5-year plan? I will be married at this trajectory. I'll be married and have kids. I don't know. I straight up told my mom the other day. I was like, Mom, I'm just going to be really honest with you. If I ever go to the doctor and she's like, honey, you have like a year and your eggs are gone, I'm going to be like, catalog number 586, you're it. Because I have to, like, I want to carry my own child. Mm-hmm. Like a man, whatever. If that comes, it comes. But, like, if I got to do it by myself, why am I talking about this?
I don't know. God. Okay, I'm sorry. This literally was, like, the biggest turn.
Okay.
I wasn't ready. I feel like I'm laughing.
Okay. So
I need you to pull it together.
Okay, we're going to continue. Random. I'll likely be getting married within the next few years, and instead of being excited about the future, I'm worried about what I will tell her when the time comes, which I feel like we should talk about wedding etiquette because I feel like that's – anyways, we'll get there.
With us. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about this situation because I know she would be so hurt if I come out and tell her how I'm truly feeling. But the longer it goes on, the more I feel like I'm lying to her. Mm-hmm. And I have no clue what to say or where to start when talking to her about this. Your input and advice would be immensely appreciated. Ugh, friendships can be so hard.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's such a sucky feeling.
It is such a horrible feeling. And honestly, the thing is, though, is I have friends where I feel like they fall in that category. Like, we wouldn't necessarily just, like, meet each other and be friends anymore, but we've been in each other's lives so long that we're friends. And I think that, like, there's nothing wrong with having people who are your friends that are completely different than you. I don't think that's – there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I think in friendships, we all have areas that we might not appreciate about another person.
Right, of course.
But where you have to figure it out is either I can accept – the things that, like, I don't necessarily like and, like, move on past it and not keep holding you accountable or getting frustrated with you for being a certain way you are, or those things that are, like, causing so much pain is something that's, like, a friendship deal breaker, and then you have to make that choice to move on, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
And it sounds like for you, like, your connection of knowing each other for so long is kind of being outshined by the fact that, like, your differences are causing you to, like, want to separate.
Yeah. I completely agree. I have friendships come and go and seasons. Like, sometimes they'll be there for one season and they're gone for the next.
Yeah.
I've had one major friendship loss, and she was like a sister to me. We grew up together. It was one of those, like, our families were close. We hung out all the time. We were like a year apart in age. She was older than me, and she was like a big sister for a long time. And after high school, after I graduated high school and right into college, both of us immediately just started drifting. And it wasn't even, like, I can't even tell you, like, one moment when something happened, because there wasn't an actual moment. It was just, like, a period of 2 years where we were still each other's, like, quote-unquote best friends. But we weren't in so many ways, you know?
Yeah.
And it was this slow, gradual, just, I'm going this way and you're going this way. And I wish you the best of luck and I love you so much. And I still, like, think about her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really talk anymore, and it kind of breaks my heart. But, like, at the same time, we're just in completely different places now. And it makes sense that we're not friends, because where she's at in life right now, I'm nowhere near. I don't mean this in the bad way, because I think she's meant to be where she is. I'm not ready to be there, and I don't want to be there right now. And like, there's no way if we like talked today, I guarantee you it would be, I think it would be full of love, and it would be very civil and polite.
Yeah.
But we would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't have.
Yeah.
We just don't connect on any level anymore.
Totally.
You know, and this is nothing against her, and it's nothing against me. We simply just aren't friends anymore.
It's just different. Yeah.
And I wasn't her maid of honor, and I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it for years, and she was supposed to be mine, you know?
Yeah. No, I think, honestly, it's funny, but I feel like a best friend breakup is, like, worse than a boyfriend breakup.
Oh, 10,000 times worse.
You know what I think it, like, comes down to is, like, a boyfriend. I mean, I've only had one, but, like,
I just started laughing. I'm sorry.
And I think, like, in my mind, like, I did think I was going to marry him.
Yeah.
But I think, like, we've dated throughout
for 4 years.
Yes,
a long time. Okay, well,
Someday maybe we'll get into that.
Yeah, it's another time.
But like, I think like you see over your life, you see like how like relationships kind of come and go until like you get older and you get married, right?
Yeah.
But friendships, like those people, like you trust them because you don't think they're going anywhere. Because friendships, it's like raw. It's just like I want to do life with you. Like there's not, you don't have to worry about like.
Yeah.
You're cheating on me because it's like we're all meant to have like tons of friends and things like that. You know, I totally can be a jealous friend.
Yeah, you can.
Oh my God. There's been so many times I'm like, you like her more than me. And Ashley's like, shut it, Taryn. I'm like, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyways, but I think a lot of ways, I know when I think about like my breakup with my ex, like I still feel sad for like what I went through. Mm-hmm. But still to this day, I lost a best friend like super sudden, and it was honestly like one of the most painful things I've gone through. I don't want to get in like too much detail just because like it's honestly like one of the most like raw places, and I'll probably start crying because I'm tired and I cry so easily when I'm tired.
You do.
Holy
you
God. Do. Like I think it's coming right now. But no joke, like 2 weeks ago I saw something on like Facebook about something that's going on in his life, and like I got super emotional because it was like I always imagine like always being a part of each other's lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think because of how like my friendship with him ended like literally in an instant, and like I was just met with so much like hostility. Like literally the last thing he said to me, I was like, okay, so like do you just want to not talk again because we were arguing? And he was like, fine with me, and like took a sip of a drink and walked away. And that's literally the last thing he's ever said to me. And it was like a friendship where like legit, like I wanted him right next to me when I got married. Like he was like my best friend. And so for it to get thrown out so like suddenly,
so
and as if like
too.
I meant nothing.
Yeah.
Like it was heartbreaking. And so the thing that you have to understand, and I'm circling back to you, mm-hmm. Anonymous, sorry. But the thing that you have to understand is this could be a very tragic thing for either you or her.
Yeah.
And the thing is like for you, this might be like something hard to deal with, but something that's gonna your trajectory is gonna go up maybe, like because you're like shedding something that's not good for you. But for her, this might be a really hard thing. And so I think you need to be prepared to be met with reactions and emotions and
a little bit of hostility maybe.
Yeah, totally. But I think like the best thing that you can do is just be super raw and honest and positive. Like, you know, be gentle about the way that you present when you talk to her. And I don't think there's anything wrong with just being like, hey, I just want to talk. Like, this is how I've been feeling, because there's a chance that she's feeling the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe she's like, yeah, I think the same thing. Like, let's continue with our lives and like, let's check in with each other every once in a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But even if you tell her what you need to say and she's like, I hate you, you suck, like whatever, my advice would be don't react. Like, let her be emotional and respond the way she needs to, and just kind of be a punching bag for a minute. And because the thing is like I said, like you're going to move on because this is your choice, mm-hmm. but it might be hard for her to hear, you know?
Yeah. I would definitely, bouncing off of Taryn, I definitely think you should be as open in your communication with her as possible, because if there's one thing I regret with my friend is that we never talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have one conversation. I mean, we never, I never had, like, that breaking point like you and your friend did.
Yeah.
But I almost wish I did, because I feel like it would have been, like, that little bit of closure.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of being like, what did happen?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we talking? You know, like, it's just this weird thing. And I'm gonna try to say something. This is very on topic, but a little sidebar. One of my favorite things to do at night before going to bed is listen to sermons. And mm-hmm. I listened to this guy named Mike Todd.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
He has some of the best content out there. It's most encouraging, uplifting, positive.
But you don't even need to be religious to
This is a get you in a better place.
Yeah.
For yourself. Like, this is just so solid. Anyways, he was talking about how to move on from things. And yeah. it was it literally could be anything. Fill in the blank. It could be work, it could be a friendship, it could be a relationship.
Yeah.
It could be moving, like physically from state to state or anything. And he did an example, and he was talking about a rocket ship. And in this example, you are the rocket ship. And when it comes to your life, and especially like if you're in a path where you're where you have a future and you see a goal and you have these dreams and you're trying to chase them, no matter what the dreams are, they could be as simple as possible. They could be as complicated as possible. There are things that have to get the rocket up into space, and those things can't go up into space with the rocket. So
like those pieces that fall off.
Yeah. So like, for example, there's things, and I'm going to say this as I'm going to make myself the rocket. The friendship that I had, I would say she was like my foundation because I grew up with her. She taught me so many things.
Yeah.
We went through, I mean, every freaking middle school, high school, the most awkward, embarrassing times of my life. And I don't think I could have done them without her.
Yeah.
But my trajectory, like, I can't take off if I'm still on the ground, you know? And this has nothing against her. But I don't think she was meant to travel with me
what
on my path.
What a cool analogy. Oh, you know? I love a good
analogy.
And then
on top of that, rockets have the little things on the side.
Rockets?
I forget what they're called. No, the little, like, boosters. I don't know what they're called. But where the flames come out, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Eventually, even though those, like, help the rocket lift off, eventually those can't go, those are going to fall off too. And I think for a lot of people, that's like family.
Yeah.
You know, those are like parents that you have to like eventually like walk away from or separate yourself from, not necessarily in a bad way, but like you got to focus on you and you have one trajectory, you have one path, you have one goal and one life to live. And you can't constantly be trying to carry and hold on to these things that just physically cannot go with you.
Yeah. And like learning how to like appreciate like what the whole time you're thinking saying that it's like I couldn't have got here without you.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what
I
mean?
Tried to imagine high school without her. It would have been a completely different story. Middle school would have been even worse.
Yeah.
You know, like she was there in my life for a reason, and I think I was there in her life for a reason.
Fully.
But I think that was we were there for a season, and that season's over now.
And even like honestly, I'm such a like psychological thinker. Like I love to like pull apart situations and think about like what was happening and not happening or whatever. And I think that even negative relationships, sometimes we like to just be like, that was so horrible. I'm going to cut it and never think about it again. But the thing is like sometimes those relationships are the most crucial in your life.
Yeah.
Like my breakup was horrible. Like
same.
Horrible. So bad. I can't even like describe that. Like I had become so morphed into trying to be like what this guy wanted me to be because he was so opinionated and controlling in certain ways of like wear this, do that, whatever. Mm-hmm. The day after we broke up,
I can't believe he was a wear this type of person.
Oh my God.
I don't think I could ever be with a wear this type of person.
And
you wear this.
I'm the type of person who's like, I don't care. Like, I just want to make you happy, which is like annoying. I need to not be like that. But he'd be like, why don't you wear hair like this? Or like, oh, you should wear this type of thing. So the day after my breakup, I stood up and I walked to my closet and I literally was like, I don't know what to wear. Like trying to think about like what I should wear for myself.
Because you would dress for him probably.
Yes. Like, and I stood and just started crying because I was like, I can't even dress myself.
I wish
so
I knew
sad.
You back then. I just
Me
want
too.
To hug Taryn.
Me too.
Back then. That's so sad.
She was such a poor little turtle. So it's like, but I look back at that and like I think why I healed so fast from my relationship is like I fully let myself feel those negative emotions and then let that like strengthen me to move forward.
Yeah.
And I am so thankful for that period and that relationship in my life because there was a lot of positive that came from it.
Mm-hmm.
But even the negative had a way of like you said, like it pushed me towards something else. And now like I'm free from it. Like it's not a part of who I am anymore, but I needed that to get to where I am. And so I think my advice to you when you talk to her, focus on yourself. Like, don't start to say, you do this and you do this and I don't like that. But like only speak to like your truth. So if, for instance, she's partying a lot and you're trying to get like more straight with your life, because she mentioned in the thing that her friend wanted to party, whatever, then you say like, hey, like where I'm at in my life, like I'm really trying to focus on this and I know that we differ and that's fine. And I wish the best for you in that area. But like where I'm at, my focus has shifted. Mm-hmm. So that way, like when you talk to her, you're not calling her out, because the second you start to call her out, defensive.
Yeah. Accusations are the worst way to start any conversation. Let's just put that as a forever don't
do. Oh my gosh, yeah. So it's always, anytime you're talking about a problem with someone, like you want to come from like personal, like I'm going through this and I'm dealing with this and this is why I feel like I need this.
Yeah.
Because that way it's not, you're not tearing her apart. You're not saying like, you just suck and I need to move on.
Yeah.
Like I've outgrown you. Like don't point anything at her. Just be honest with like where you're at.
Yeah.
And then I would acknowledge to her like, you have been my rock. You have been like what I've needed and I will always love you. I will always appreciate you. And I hope that like we check in with each other. But right now I just feel like I'm really in this chapter where I need to focus on myself.
Yeah.
And about the wedding stuff, like girl, cross that bridge when you get there. But just remember, it's your day and it doesn't matter anything else.
It's 100% your day. And I feel like in the end, that whole like she was gonna be my bridesmaid and now she's not.
Yeah.
That happens to a lot of people.
Almost everyone I know.
And there's no way one couple, one husband and wife can please everyone.
No.
You know, like this day's supposed to be for you. So you just you focus when that day comes, you and your hubby do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
And
that's a whole other
don't
topic.
Let anyone else get in your way, because feelings are always going to be hurt at weddings. Yeah. It's so weird, but that
it's
always
so
it's always
dramatic.
The case. It's such a big dramatic ordeal.
I used to think people were crazy that would elope, but then I've been in like 50,000 weddings, and I'm like, ooh, like
that.
Actually, if I could just bring my fam,
I have
and like,
been. I
you,
have this is a completely separate thing, but I have been following a bunch of wedding photographers for a while now, just because I think they're beautiful and sometimes they make me cry and I just love it. I love love.
Me too.
But I saw this one and it was an elopement that this photographer shot. And it was the most beautiful in the middle of the forest. There was one preacher and they each brought their best friend
as
like a witness.
Yeah.
And then their dog was there.
Oh my
and that
gosh.
Was literally it. And the
so
photographer,
cute.
But even the photographer, like you could tell the photographer was separated. Like they were farther away.
Yeah.
And they were getting the shots. They obviously had like
that
a
zoom
fantastic
lens.
Zoom lens. But it was the most beautiful thing. And for one of the first times in my life, I was like, that's a good idea. Because it looked so intimate and beautiful and just about them, you know?
Well, I think the thing that where wedding drama happens.
We could do a reception after.
There you go. Where the drama happens is I think that people, again, just start to like be selfish. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this, or I feel like I should do this. When in reality, like it's about the bride and the groom and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard for a lot of people because they are people pleasers and like want their family and everyone to be happy. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, it has to be if this is not something where I feel supported, it's a part of our relationship, it makes me happy. Then,
yeah.
I mean, I've been in weddings where I've had to pay so much money to do something, or wear an ugly dress, or wear like
ugly
but it
dress
doesn't,
is the thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because it's about being. I want to be a part of that person's day. So,
yeah.
Like, you could put me in like the nastiest thing, and I would be like, whatever. At least I'm up here with you, supporting you. So.
Yeah.
That's like a don't even like think about that. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a very side note because once you get to that point, which congratulations, please tell me your secret. Once you get to the point where you're on that trajectory, like nothing else is gonna matter, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope this helps. I feel like
poor thing.
Even though we've been all over the place, I feel like we've
really
been
did.
Relevant.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
First of all, we pulled it together.
Honestly,
I feel like at
I
the beginning
like,
of this episode, I was concerned.
I feel like we
now,
should just be starting now. I'm ready to start recording.
From the top.
Mark, can we
over.
Start from the top, please?
He's smiling, but that's
he's
a
like
solid
a
no.
He's smiling? Mark's laughing?
So I really hope this helps you, Anonymous. I hope that everything works out in the end. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Yeah,
but
me
man,
too.
You got to do what you got to do. In the end, you have to, you are the one living your life. So we got to make sure that you are happy.
Yes.
Because that's what matters.
I fully agree. And honestly, you know, you're headed to space and you might find your moon. Ashley found her moon and that's me. Orbit around me, girl.
I was like,
like, I will provide you
wait,
all the happiness.
Who's my moon?
I'm your moon.
We are just talking about relationships. So I'm sitting here, I'm like,
now
I'm,
we're
I'm super single. Like, who's my moon?
Me.
I'm just like, oh, I'm staring. Can someone please make an edit of a moon with Taryn's face on it? I cannot
please,
wait to see this.
Please make it the ugliest picture you can find.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That made my day. Okay. Yes. Well, that was well done, us. We pulled through.
Our post-Coachella rough episode, I feel like we nailed it.
We did so good.
There was a few times I was staring at Ashley like, oh, my God, I don't know if she's ever going to finish the sentence. I'm sure you thought the same thing about me. You were staring at me so blank one time, just biting your nail. And I was like, what's happening?
I have a problem. I have a real problem. Anyways, guys, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Unsolicited Advice Pod. If you have any stories that you want to share with us, be sure to send us an email to advice unsolicited pod at gmail.com,
so
and we will try our best to get to yours, because oh my God, are they stacking up. I'm really I feel overwhelmed every time
me
I look
too.
At it.
And then there's times I feel guilty because I'll open one and it like grabs me right away, and then I don't read any others, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I didn't even give them a chance.
But you know what, honestly, again, we've talked about this, life is life, and everybody is dealing with probably similar situations. So like I said, I read like five other ones that had to do with losing a friend. So even though I'm like specifically speaking into one situation,
this
like
is preaching to other
is
people
stuff
too.
That everyone can go through. And you might even not send anything in and listen to us and be like, you'll learn something new.
I was listening to what you and I were both saying and being like, dang, yeah, I needed to hear that.
You know? We're just secretly trying to solve each other's problems.
This was actually my email that I submitted, and I'm
just...
Why are
you telling them? I've thought about that, like sending in
an
email to
you. What if I... Oh, my God. What if I picked yours?
I'm going to do it.
We're not going to do
that. I'm going to create an email.
That's not okay. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, we
love
you.
And we will talk to you guys soon. Have a very happy Monday. And yes, that's all.
Coachella!
Woo!